Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management and Physical Therapy Products. For this fresh look at how clinics can leverage technology to get a competitive edge, we'll be joined by two speakers. First up, we'll hear from Nikki Varveris, owner of PhysioFit, an outpatient physical therapy clinic in Naples, Florida. Immediately following Nikki, we'll hear from Jeff Gephardt, Director of Sales and Marketing, Rehabilitation Division, Zimmer Medicine Systems. Let's begin by welcoming Nikki Varveris, MSPT, DPT, and owner of PhysioFit. Nikki, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. It's great to be here.
What types of technologies have helped you differentiate your clinic in the competitive landscape? And what niche in your clinic do these technologies help fill?
Our clinic is not the largest clinic in our community. However, we have been able to lead the way when it comes to using advanced therapeutic technologies as an adjunct to our manual skills. In fact, by incorporating technologies such as the Zimmer M-Pulse, cold light lasers, and the Ultra-G anti-gravity treadmill, we've been able to establish ourselves as specialists in the management of various neuromuscular disorders. And as you can imagine, in today's healthcare environment, most outpatient clinics are faced with the same external threats, such as increased government regulations, reduced reimbursement. So in my opinion, the trick is to take a good look at what the clinic is doing internally in order to gain and sustain a competitive advantage. And really, from a strategic standpoint, clinical technologies become internal resources that add value to the services we provide as physical therapists. And for us, one of the latest technologies that we've purchased is the Zimmer M-Pulse. It's taken our approach to myofascial release to a whole new level. And you know you're doing something right when a physician who owns their own physical therapy clinic sends you patients because of the technology that you have.
Nikki, by leveraging these new clinical technologies, what sorts of programs have you been able to offer, and how did you market them?
Frank, historically, the backbone of our clinic has been the hands-on approach to physical therapy. Having said that, we've been able to use technologies such as the Zimmer M-Pulse radial shock therapy to enhance this approach specifically for our postural wellness and healthy spine programs. As a matter of fact, we have a new slogan that says our unique approach to physical therapy combines advanced therapeutic technology with the art of manual therapy to accelerate recovery and promote a healthier lifestyle. So in that sense, as far as marketing goes, our strategy is to go to the physicians first and let them experience a treatment firsthand. And from that point, you know, we do utilize local publications and social media to inform the community of the latest technologies that we offer. And then from that point, I say the proof is in the pudding. Anytime you have patients recovering faster, resuming their prior level of function, getting back on that golf course sooner, word of mouth takes over. And when it comes to marketing, nothing beats word of mouth.
Nikki, do you have a protocol for leading third-party payer customers towards services that use products that might not be eligible for reimbursement?
We use the M-Pulse as part of our manual therapy. So when somebody tells me, well, you're not going to get reimbursed for it, I look at it differently and I say, well, I do get reimbursed for it because it's part of a 97140 code, which is manual hands-on therapies. So in that regards, you know, I don't really see an issue when people say, well, you don't get directly reimbursed for it. But to answer your question a little differently, let's say a patient reaches maximum level or now they're kind of going into a maintenance scenario where then we say, okay, this is not considered skilled therapy anymore, but we really recommend that you follow up with some form of myofascial work, some form of a wellness program, which your insurance will not cover. And that would include continuing using the Zimmer, which I tell you people love. And then that would be a cash out of pocket. And again, we haven't seen a problem with that as far as people saying, well, no, I'm not going to pay for it. So they've seen the results, they love it, and they're willing to continue paying out of pocket for it if we recommend it.
How have patients who have been treated with this new device responded?
I'm glad you asked this question because the response from our patients has been overwhelming in regards to the radial pulse therapy. Not only is the recovery time shorter, each individual treatment is having a greater effect. Patients are noticing a difference after one treatment with the radial pulse, and they're eager for us to use it on them the next time they come in. So needless to say, our patient cancellation and no-show rates are at their lowest. And I really think it's because people want to come back and get the radial pulse used on them again.
And Nikki, tell us about the learning curve for this type of device.
Obviously, with any new technique or technology, there is a learning curve. But to be honest with you, in the case of the radial pulse, the learning curve has been very short. It's simple to use. It has dozens of applications. But for an experienced clinician that is manual therapy oriented, the radial pulse literally becomes an extension of their arm. We just hired a new grad, and he's manual therapy oriented, has never used the radial pulse, and he's been with us a month now, and he is using it with almost every treatment that he's providing. So I really think once you're comfortable with the machine, it's surprising how often you end up using it. It's also worth mentioning that the clinical support that we've gotten from our rep has been exceptional. It just helps reduce anxiety, knowing that someone's out there that can help you at any point.
What are your PTs saying about how this type of technology may be helping to extend the life of their hands?
That's another very good question. Since we've been using it, again, coming from a manual therapy standpoint, we're using our hands all day long. And people keep telling me you should ensure those hands. And ever since we've gotten the radial pulse, which has been about a year now, it's amazing how much better my hands feel. And the other therapists say the same thing, that you know, they're not having to use their thumbs, their palms, their elbows as much to dig in there and release the fascia. The radial pulse does the work, and then we can follow it with some more gentle myofascial release. So I think it's going to extend our hands for a much longer time.
Nikki, please tell us why clinic owners might want to change how they think about purchasing and using products that don't qualify for insurance reimbursement.
Let me start by first making one point clear, and that is that I'm 100% believer in that there is no substitution for a clinic's intangible assets. You know, the skill and the knowledge base of the therapist are invaluable. So having said that and keeping that in mind, you know, let's be realistic. Today, patients are leaving the doctor's office with a diagnosis, and by the time they get to their car, they've already Googled and YouTubed their treatment. So the patients today are much more educated and informed. And really, the days of sticking someone on a stationary bike for 20 minutes as part of their physical therapy treatment, those days are long gone. So in order to maintain a competitive advantage, I really think that clinics have to continually seek innovative approaches to care. The sustainability and longevity of any clinic is based on how well and how fast their patients recover. So knowing this, why wouldn't I use any tool, technology, or method available that would facilitate faster recovery? Really, the value of technology isn't in how much I can charge the insurance company or how much I'm going to get reimbursed, but rather how effective is it in reaching patient goals. This technology really becomes part of a clinic's core competency, which is going to, in essence, differentiate one service from the competitors and at the same time creating value for the patient. Lastly, I would say we both know that technology is advancing the medical field by leaps and bounds. And in the long run, it's going to be the modern clinic with the best methodology and the latest technology that's going to ultimately be successful not only financially but in terms of better outcomes and healthier patients.
I've been speaking with Nikki Varveris, owner of PhysioFit in Naples, Florida. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Frank. It was a pleasure being here.
For more perspective, we're going to speak with Jeff Gephart, Director of Sales and Marketing, Rehabilitation Division, Zimmer Medicine Systems. Jeff, what segment of clinical technologies is catching interest from clinic owners as tools to help build a cash pay business?
I think one of the areas that really is changing with technologies being used in a physical therapy clinic are ones that will make the clinician much more efficient and will decrease time. Not that you're trying to run an assembly line, but at the same time is money. There has to be an efficiency level there, and if you can bring technologies into your facility that can increase your efficiency, can get you better outcomes, it is definitely worth looking into those investments, whether it is a cash basis or it just increases your efficiency. So therefore, because you increase your efficiency, you are able to increase the number of patients you're able to see per day or per week.
Jeff, what types of marketing ideas and business support does Zimmer offer PT clinics where this technology is used?
At Zimmer, we have tried to develop over the last year and a half, marketing tools to help the clinic and to the clinicians to promote new technology to their patients and also to the referral sources, because you're going to have physicians that aren't very comfortable with the technology, not to mention your patients who maybe have not heard of new technology. So whether it's a simple FAQ for the patient or it is some examples of advertisements that a clinic can use to market locally or simply helping a clinician explain things to their physician, you know, providing them marketing materials. So we actually had a TV show that went live with RLTV that basically is a 30-minute educational program that is presented on this television network. It's a cable station going into 85 million homes explaining the technology. So we're really working hard to help the clinicians teach them how the basics and how to market to the referral sources and to their patients.
Jeff, can you tell us what advantage will PT clinics have moving forward by adopting a cash pay strategy now?
So with the changes in co-pays and deductibles, is that I think asking a patient to apply for cash is totally different than it was 3 or 4 years ago. I have spoken to many business and office managers and, you know, in own personal experiences where 3 or 4 years ago, a copay of $10, $15, $20 was the norm. It is not uncommon, as many of you all probably are starting to recognize, is that a copay of $50 to $75 is becoming more and more normal. Whereas then the deductibles, a $750 or $1,000 deductible was the norm 3 or 4 years ago, and now I'm getting very common stories from business and office managers around the country that are saying that a $2,500 to a $5,000 deductible is not out of the question. And so if you really look at it, here's an opportunity where the patient is actually paying for these services out of pocket anyway. So it's a complete paradigm shift in what's happening in the market, and I think that physical therapists really need to start looking at what opportunities they have to move towards the cash model and not rely totally on the whims of an insurance company and reimbursement.
Our thanks to Nikki Varveris and Jeff Gephart. This concludes our podcast. Thank you for joining us.